Good morning. It is 9 o'clock, March 31st, last day of the month, 2026. And I'm Randy Christman, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugenhoffert and Jill Kringsted. So we have a quorum. Not sure if that's necessary. I don't believe we'll be voting on anything today. But this is sort of a unique situation in my time here. Kind of an investigation. We labeled it a formal hearing. It's not an informal. But since, and I guess this is my opening comments, I'm going to ask each of you, because this project that we're on could fall into either of your portfolios too. And so if you want this to go a different direction, I guess this is our time to discuss it kind of and figure out how we should handle this. But as I'm looking at it, we don't really have a proposal in front of us. And so unlike a formal hearing like we're used to in a rate case or in a siting case or something like that, I don't see how we would swear people in for testimony since we don't have a proposal that they've reviewed. And so I'm looking at this as a situation where it won't be sworn testimony. But mainly, I think we're here to hear from the public to get a better idea of if they feel there's a problem with the relationship that HomeServe has with our regulated utilities. And so I'm envisioning a situation where perhaps after we figure out and get it started, that we'd give HomeServe an opportunity for some comments, and then the utilities, and then get into hearing from the public. And in a little bit, when they're done, I'll give out the call-in information. And from there, I think between us and working with our staff, either that's just the end of it, or perhaps we come up with a proposal that is more formal and then move that into a formal hearing situation where there's a proposal in front of people. But the issue really is, to me, that I don't believe Otter Tail participates in this with HomeServe. I don't know about Dakota Natural Gas. I think mainly it's NSP and MDU that both have arrangements in place. The plans are paid for on the utility bill, and the mailers display the logos of each respective utility. And those two points have the potential to kind of blur the line between a private company offering a private service as opposed to the regulated utility. And so I think, you know, potentially we find some remedy to ensure customers are fully aware that HomeServe is making completely independent solicitations, or determine that this isn't really a problem. But that's the way I'm envisioning this going forward. So I'm anxious to hear from each of you. I'll start with you, Commissioner Haugenhoffert.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I concur with everything you have brought forth, Commissioner Christman. The intent here was generated off of complaints that we received from customers to our consumer affairs. And in looking at it, on my behalf, didn't have a lot of information, so therefore in discussion saying the best way to get the information is to bring in the utilities to present and talk about the relationship and maybe any additional concerns that you have received, how you are responding to them. My purpose on holding the portfolio under Consumer Affairs is resolution and having the right information to bring forward. So if we do get a call to address that, I look forward to the presentation. I assume that we will be able to ask you questions based upon your information that you share with us. It's a gathering of information, and from there we'll see if additional work with our council, if we need to move forward in a different way, or if we have enough, you know, what we're going to propose. So I just look forward to gathering information to understand the relationship, and if there's possibly any way we can, if any changes are needed. Thank you.
So I guess I forgot. I guess this could fall under three different portfolios. I forgot about your consumer affairs portfolio. I was thinking about electric utilities and gas utilities. So this could fit in almost anywhere. Okay, Commissioner Kringstad?
Yeah, I think to that point, this probably just demonstrates why it's a good idea to do this, because it touches multiple different portfolios across the commission. It touches several of our utilities, and it touches a lot of the consumers. So I don't have a whole lot additional to add. I think, Mr. Chair, I agree with your approach. I think that's a really good approach. Let's hear from HomeServe to get more information, hear from the utilities, and then open it up to the public. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to reviewing all this information, asking some questions, and then deciding what, if any, additional steps we will take. And I think a lot of that's to be determined. So I'm just coming into this with a really open mind and excited to learn more about this today. So thank you.
Okay. So again, we'll start and offer the opportunity for some brief presentations from HomeServe and the utilities. I'm going to give out this number now, but I'll give it out again when it's time for public comment. But the number to call in is 1-888-585-9008. That will cue you up to dial a room code, which is 671-872-185. Then you would be in and on the line, and then when you're ready, you would hit *9, and that would raise your hand, and our technology person would cue you up. So, but someone from HomeServe want to start us out? Pardon me?
I think they was going to go first.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Okay, good morning, commissioners.
Good morning, and before you kick off, I just want to say that I think it's important that our staff, Chris and Rob, have opportunity to ask some questions too, but I don't imagine a lot of questioning since we don't have a case either, but we may have some questions for you.
Yes, and I welcome questions throughout the presentation, so stop me at any time as they arise. Good morning, commissioners and staff. My name is Adam Dewar, and I'm Lead Assistant General Counsel for Commercial Projects at Xcel Energy. I'm joined here today by my colleague, Alex Nisbet, who you know is a regulatory policy specialist for North Dakota for Xcel Energy. And virtually joining us is my colleague, Lori Wold, Manager of Revenue Analysis for Northern States Power Company. Thank you for the opportunity to appear today. I'm here to provide an overview of Xcel Energy's relationship with HomeServe, and as I said, answer any questions as they come up. When I conclude my presentation today, I will hand it over to each of Montana, Dakota, and HomeServe to give presentations as well. So if there are no immediate questions, I will start my presentation. Okay. So I think before we discuss Xcel Energy's relationship with HomeServe, it's important to start with the origin of home protection plans offered by Xcel Energy. So for many years, Xcel Energy operated HomeSmart from Xcel Energy, which offered optional appliance, maintenance, repair, and replacement service plans to Xcel Energy customers. And HomeSmart was an unregulated business line separate and distinct from Xcel Energy's regulated utility business. And through that program, customers who signed up for these optional programs were paid for their bills, paid for the plans on their utility bills.
I don't know. I'm not looking to spend, like in a lot of cases where we spend hours going through company presentation while all the consumers that we're going to call in because we had a hearing at 9 are waiting on hold until they finally go away. I was looking for just a pretty generalized, and we'll certainly let you all come forward at the end too to respond to things you hear, but I'm looking for kind of a quicker analysis. Do you guys agree with that, or do you want a really thorough presentation from all three companies?
Yeah, I'm just going to say that if people are listening, they didn't get the information that we did. So it might be
Good to do
it. It might be good to do an overview because we've been privileged to the information, and if someone's online, they should hear it. So
that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. So on March 3rd of 2024, we completed the sale of our unregulated HomeSmart business to HomeServe. And this was really a strategic divestiture for Xcel Energy to allow us to focus on our core business of delivering safe, reliable, and affordable energy to our customers. And why did we choose HomeServe? This is HomeServe's core business. They're a nationwide administrator of these home repair plans, and they have relationships with over 1,300 utilities and municipalities. Another item was continuity, and it was continuity of service for our legacy HomeSmart customers. HomeServe was able to maintain our legacy HomeSmart customers' protection plans and related services. HomeServe also had a solid track record of customer service, and they offered our customers a greater variety of optional service offerings and plans to fit their needs should our customers choose to use them. And HomeServe also uses vetted local techs to do the work that's being completed. So getting into our relationship with HomeServe, our post-sale ongoing contractual relationship with HomeServe can really be broken down into two main components. There's HomeServe's administration of our legacy HomeSmart customers' plans. And when I talk about our legacy HomeSmart customers, I'm talking about customers that were HomeSmart customers as of the sale date on March 3rd of 2024. And then as well as HomeServe's ability to introduce additional plans to those legacy HomeSmart customers. And the second part is HomeServe's ability to introduce optional service plans to Xcel Energy customers, which are then administered by HomeServe.
Okay. There's my first question.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the legacy customers, but then when you go into the sale and optional services,
mm-hmm.
that's when you say remain separate from Xcel's regulated business. Don't you think that that's what's confusing to the customers? I mean, like, this is what I have. I'm paying it. It goes to Xcel. This is my service. But now I got this. That's just directly with HomeServe.
So for the legacy customers, they pay their now HomeServe plans on their utility bill. For any customer that was not a legacy HomeSmart customer that has purchased or signed up for HomeServe service, they pay their bills directly with HomeServe.
Okay, so there is a clear separation.
There is a clear separation for the legacy, which we refer to in our submitted materials as the back book, as well as then the go forward, the new customers are all direct with HomeServe.
So can the legacy customer purchase additional services from HomeServe? And if so, then how are they billed?
Yes, they can. And for continuity and consistency, those additional plans, should a legacy HomeSmart customer choose to buy them, are paid for on their Xcel Energy utility bill.
Thank you.
So just kind of a quick follow-up on the billing for, like, legacy customers. So, like, say they're total bill, including like their utility bill, and then also for home service, say it's like $100. Okay. 95 for the utility service, 5 for home serve. What happens if they're short that month and say only pay $50? How do you guys determine what gets applied to where?
Mm-hmm. Well, a customer will not be disconnected for failure to pay home serve. So it is separate in that sense. And it's not included, you know, home serve bill amounts are not included when we determine whether a customer is eligible for disconnection or not.
So when they're sending it in, like even these legacy customers, when they're sending in, are they like addressing their payment to home serve? Or I guess like how do you know the distinction between like what is going to a utility payment and what should be going to home serve? You know, because I pay my bill via auto pay. So it's like if it's and I'm not an Excel customer, but like if my bill's $100 and that also includes part of home serve and I only pay a portion of it, how does that get determined what goes where? Like I'm just trying to kind of conceptualize and understand that piece.
Mm-hmm. Adam, if you don't mind. So each of the utility bills clearly
Hi, I'm Judy Melilla, General Counsel at HomeServe.
Okay.
So. each of the utility bills clearly indicate that it's a line item of HomeServe plans, and there's a phone number to call for more information there. And for each of the utilities, whatever they submit gets paid first to the utility bill always and never affects, you know, their service in that way. So prioritize always the utility service.
Got it. Okay.
And it is clearly identified on both bills.
Okay.
Okay.
That's really helpful.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt.
Yep.
Okay.
So the customer gets disconnected. Then what?
Thank you for the time and the opportunity. If they get disconnected, we would get notification essentially when they are not paying their home serve plans, and then we will be communicating with them. We have a long process of notifying them that we haven't received any funds for their home serve plan and give them an opportunity to pay directly. So
if they were a legacy customer,
correct,
get disconnected, and they get reconnected, are they now on your direct plan or do they stay on the utilities?
They would essentially stay on the utility, but we would be communicating to them like you would pay for any service. We haven't received funds for your service because you can cancel our plans at any time as well. So if we don't have funds and it's months and months going by, then we would notify them to say, you know, the home serve payment has not been made and we're going to end your plan. And if they contact us, we have an opportunity to either put them directly to pay home serve, or if, you know, they've started to pay and got reconnected to the utility, they can have that option.
So they do have an option. You present an option to them about direct pay to
correct.
You guys.
They always have an option in that point. They could always also choose to get billed directly. Should they
opt out? Yeah.
Correct. Thank you.
Okay, so the kind of go-forward contractual relationship that we have with HomeServe is kind of very similar to HomeSmart in that these plans are optional and customers are encouraged to carefully review their plans if they're interested. And again, these service offerings remain separate from the Xcel Energy regulated utility business. We do not provide utility customer data to HomeServe, nor does HomeServe have access to utility customer data. And a customer's choice, as we've kind of talked about now, of whether to purchase the service plan by HomeServe will not affect price, availability, or terms of a customer's utility service.
So if I buy a house in Fargo, how does HomeServe know to contact my address then to contact me to try and sell me a plan if you don't share any information with them?
Commissioners, I would be happy to discuss this. We provided this information within our written statement submitted on September 2nd of 2025, and such information was marked as confidential trade secret.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess it's a few months ago. I'll review it.
So happy to discuss, but just wanted to acknowledge the confidential nature of that. So if there is a mechanism by which we could address that. And as we talked about, our legacy customers are paid, pay for their plans on bill, and new customers are billed directly by HomeServe. The other component of this relationship is the co-branded marketing. And the co-branded mailers are sent by HomeServe, and they're meant to, one, introduce our customers to these optional plans, and two, explain the optional plan's potential value to customers. And it's really to minimize those unexpected repairs to those household systems on the customer side of the electric or natural gas meters, as well as to household plumbing systems or water and service lines that serve the home. And so when offering these products to customers, whether through HomeSmart previously or now through HomeServe, we aim to communicate clearly with customers and communicate the potential added optional value of these plans. So HomeServe is allowed to use the Xcel Energy brand name and logo on these marketing materials, including the mailers. And that's all subject to Xcel Energy reviewing and approving all marketing materials, HomeServe adhering to our brand guidelines, and all materials must include a non-affiliation disclaimer. In the appendix to the materials here, we've provided a sample mailer from HomeServe, which shows the co-branding both on the envelope and on the letter. And it shows that the optional nature of these plans is mentioned several times in that letter. And it also highlights that HomeServe is an independent company separate from Xcel Energy and has collaborated with Xcel Energy to introduce these plans. The appendix also has a separate standalone example of the non-affiliation disclaimer that I referenced, which is on all marketing materials. And the non-affiliation disclaimer is really there to convey just some important details that HomeServe is separate from Xcel Energy. There's no joint venture or partnership between Xcel Energy and HomeServe. These plans are optional. The plans are not regulated by public service commissions. And a customer's choice, again, of whether to purchase this will not affect their utility service.
Adam, a couple questions. I think in the pre-file testimony, it had mentioned that part of this maybe like brand refresh that's shown on the screen right now was kind of based on customer and stakeholder feedback. I'm just curious, could you give us a little more information on some of that feedback you received? Were you also getting some questions about like the relationship for this particular product?
Yeah, the branding was really to respond to customer and stakeholder feedback and really to just make sure, based upon inquiries we've received, to make more clear that these mailers are coming from HomeServe. Mm-hmm. And it's through our contractual relationship with HomeServe that these mailers are being sent out. And so as part of the updated branding that was taken into account to reflect the new branding and how we now state that it's in collaboration with Xcel Energy right on the front of the envelope and right on the top of the co-branding of the letter.
Mm-hmm. So is it fair to say that like Xcel was also getting calls to their customer service line with just kind of questions and clarifications because it wasn't abundantly clear to them what the relationship was?
We had received questions around just clarifying, the note coming from HomeServe and the legitimacy of the note. And so just confirming that, yes, we do have this contractual relationship with Xcel Energy and thought, we're always aiming to communicate very clearly and transparently with our customers. And so if there was a way that we could improve the materials to make such messaging more clear for them, we took that opportunity to do so.
And then the other question I had. You had mentioned, I think, on your previous slide that HomeServe is allowed to use Xcel Energy, but not like the Northern States Power Company brand. And I'm just curious, like, what do you think customers understand the distinction between those two? Like, does one mean something to the other if you're just using Xcel versus Northern States Power?
It just addresses the regulated or versus unregulated nature of the branding.
Okay.
Has there been any discussion to move the legacy customers over just directly to HomeServe?
We have not had those discussions to date. We think that most customers to date have enjoyed the continuity of paying for that service on their bill.
Okay, thanks.
I guess I have one question. I've read what was the comments that were provided prior to the hearing. So is this, I guess, when you have the joint marketing materials, is that what you mean when you say cross-sell? Cross-sell or similar marketing campaigns? What's a cross-sell marketing campaign?
Yeah, thank you for that question. I would bifurcate it between two. I would say that it's general marketing. Under that general marketing umbrella, there is marketing to Xcel Energy customers who are not legacy HomeSmart customers, and that is just new acquisition marketing, new mailers. Whereas cross-sale marketing is additional plans being marketed to legacy HomeSmart customers for services that they do not currently have.
So new acquisition customers could receive marketing materials that are pictured on the screen at the moment. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
So I guess in closing here, I would just say that any revenues and costs, related to this contractual relationship with HomeServe are recorded in non-utility accounts and don't impact the customers. And the way it is today is similar to the way it was when it was HomeSmart from Xcel Energy. So this concludes my prepared remarks for today. Thank you again for the opportunity to appear today. If there are no further questions at this time, I will turn it over to Montana Dakota for their presentation.
Any other questions?
I had maybe a question or two, Adam. Mm-hmm. For the divestiture in 2024, that you've said that was primarily to focus on the core regulated business. Can you just kind of elaborate, was it becoming too expensive for that to be in-house by Xcel? Or what were some of the other aspects that went into that decision?
Yes, there resources that were associated with engaging in that business that was not part of our core business of delivering, like I said, safe, reliable, and affordable energy to our customers. Determined that it would be best served to sell that business to HomeServe, again, right, where this is their core business, to ensure that we were continuing to focus all resources on that core business.
Okay, thank you. Then you said that there were questions that asked by customers that needed clarification, and that was typically the nature of those were understanding how the business arrangement then changed. And do you have a sense of how did customers then receive that with clarity? Was that pretty well understood? Or is that you might not have that information? That's, it might be a little bit speculative, but
I don't know. I mean, when folks would call in, we would address the questions, and then after that, do not have additional information. But when we did do the transition from the legacy, so when the sale occurred, we did send out a notice to those legacy customers informing them that their plan was now going to be administered by HomeServe. So they were notified of the same.
But if for some reason a customer calls Xcel with a request for service for a covered repair, are they, how is that handled?
Yes, if anyone calls in with a HomeServe question, unless it relates to a legacy customer who's paying their bill on bill and they have a specific billing question, which Xcel Energy will handle, we will send them over to HomeServe to address all HomeServe administration plans and otherwise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners and staff, and thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning. I'm Larry Oswald, Director of Business Development Energy Services from Montana Dakota Utilities. So I think they're just pulling up the slide deck, but if it's okay with the commissioners and staff, I'll probably try to keep it a fairly high level on some of the things that are the same as or fairly consistent with what Xcel provided in the essence of time.
Sure.
All right. Similar to Xcel, we operated an unregulated service contract business. We called it Preferred Service for Montana, Dakota, and actually the Great Plains Advantage Plan for Great Plains, which served our customers in Wahpeton, North Dakota, as well as our customers in Minnesota. And as this commission knows, that we've kind of rebranded Wahpeton over to Montana, Dakota, more recently than that. But kind of wanted to address that because that was part of the Advantage Plan for the Wahpeton customers in North Dakota. Very similar to Xcel, we build for all of those service contracts when we own them on the utility bill. We had our service technicians, employees performing all of the work to service those furnaces and water heaters and air conditioners. And we continued to get, when we owned the business for, we got positive feedback from our customers on the service as well as the convenience of having it on their utility bill. So we made the transition to HomeServe back in 2013 for Montana, Dakota, when we sold our entire book of service contracts to them. It was about 26,000 of them across our four-state service territory. And similarly for Great Plains, we had about 2,000 contracts in Minnesota and North Dakota, and we sold that business in 2015. And as part of those transactions, we entered into an asset purchase and marketing agreements with HomeServe. So very similar to what Xcel indicated, we made the transition to focus on our core business of serving safe, reliable, and affordable electric and natural gas service. And about that time is when we acquired a couple utilities. Our utility group became larger, and we really wanted to focus on the efficiencies across the organization, which led us to say it was a good time to divest of this unregulated business. And move forward with gaining those efficiencies across our organization. So, and the sale to HomeServe really provided continuity for our customers, making sure that they could still have a service contract if they chose to continue that. When we engaged HomeServe, they're nationally recognized, partnered with a lot of utilities across the United States, as well as provided great customer service. So that's why we chose to go with HomeServe when we chose to sell the business. HomeServe also uses, local contractors, which we felt was important, bringing those dollars back to the communities and the local contractors, and setting up that contractor network across our four-state service territory was key to keeping that continuity of service for us when we made the transition. And we did, as part of that agreement, the asset purchase and marketing agreement, we agreed to bill for all products, our legacy products, which were sold to HomeServe, and our any new products, all go on the utility bill. So HomeServe does you know, send out marketing material, direct mailers, as well as a website. You know, we have they are on our website, which links to a website for HomeServe for their plans. The marketing material and the website does provide information how customers can opt out of those mailings if they choose to. We also make sure that it states whether the plan will not affect their utility service in, you know, in terms of price, availability, or any other terms. You know, it's totally optional for them. And our logo is included on the outer envelope. And we also include what we call a lift note inside of the mailing to help explain the relationship for customers as well in that. And I've got an example of that on the next couple of slides. So this is an example of the outer envelope, which shows our logo and the protection plans from HomeServe on there. And that's typical of what any type of mailing that they send out will have, that those two logos on the outer envelope. And then, as I indicated, the next slide shows a copy of what we call that lift note. It's really a message from us explaining the relationship with HomeServe. You know, they have the convenience of having, if they choose to go with this optional service on their utility bill. You know, we do not share the customer's, you know, data with HomeServe for the purposes of marketing. They acquire publicly available mailing lists, you know, that cover our service territory. So there is a chance that non-customers of ours do get a mailing because we don't share what those mailing lists are with HomeServe. So that's really what that lift note tries to explain, that in greater detail to give clarity to customers. So kind of in summary, we feel that our relationship with HomeServe provides value and benefits to customers, you know, through the network of contractors that perform that service work. You know, it's totally optional, and they can have it billed on their utility bill. And we continue to hear positive feedback from our customers, both in terms of the service work that HomeServe provides for them, so the customer service that they're providing, as well as they continue to like having the option of paying that on their utility bill. So with that, I'll be available for any questions.
Just a quick follow-up on the marketing materials piece, and I probably should have asked this to Adam as well, but just to clarify, the companies have provided examples of the marketing materials that go out from HomeServe, but is there any, like, bill stuffers that ever go in with, like, customer utility bills that would advertise this service?
We do not put any of that in any bill stuffers. It's all HomeServe's marketing material. They direct mail it. You know, we do get a chance to review that marketing material before it goes out.
Okay.
To ensure that it has the key components that we're looking for.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Just a quick podium switch.
Thank you. From at Xcel Energy, we do not do any affirmative marketing outside of our website indicating that the home repair plans are available from HomeServe, which, similar to MDU, the site links to HomeServe.
Okay. That's helpful. Thank you.
Larry, you know, when Adam went through the slides on the envelopes, the first thing on the return address is that it's a protection plan from HomeServe, and then the Xcel logo. Mm-hmm. And I see with yours it's reversed. So it does kind of indicate like, oh, this must be coming from MDU. Have you ever thought of just switching those around if, in fact, this is being sent to them from HomeServe, that they should have the lead position on the return address?
Yeah, it was the outer envelope was something that was kind of agreed upon in the agreement, how we would go to market, how the HomeServe would be able to use our logo. So it's specified within that agreement. But I think we're open to having those conversations with HomeServe on what may be better going forward.
Mine is just a comment. Yesterday I went out to your website. I did not realize how many different languages you guys have on your website. That's impressive. I could only read one, for the record. But, wow, that impressive.
Thank you. I can only read one as well.
Larry, just regarding the lift note that's included, I mean, it's pretty thorough. I agree with you there. It leads that it specifically says you're offering a convenient billing arrangement. Does MDU consider that convenient billing arrangement a service to their customers, their utility customers? Or, I mean, this is a document that specifically is an MDU document. It's a lift note. So is that considered a service to customers? Like, hey, if you sign up with this optional separate coverage plan, we're going to provide you the convenience of billing. Is that convenience of billing itself a service to MDU customers?
You know, I think it kind of goes back to when we operated, they enjoyed just writing one check, or, you know, of course, a lot of people use, you know, different payment options now, but they like just paying one bill. So we always thought it was more convenient for customers.
Just, I know Commissioner Kringstad mentioned this to Excel, but the I guess, primacy of payment between in your agreement with HomeServe, is that the same for MDU? Like, if a customer submits partial payment, that, you know, if it's a $105 bill and $5 is HomeServe's and $100 is yours, is that $100 going to go to their utility first and then the rest to HomeServe?
Yes. Okay. Utility bill is always paid first. If the customer doesn't make full payment, HomeServe basically doesn't get paid. They handle their own arrears process. So, you know, we just make sure the utility bill is satisfied first, and anything left over would go to the HomeServe.
And then just one last one. I'm not trying to grill you specifically. It just so happens that my brain has triggered. Suddenly, I guess you get to receive the benefit of my coffee. So so they get the marketing materials from HomeServe. It has your lift note, and then it has the form that they can fill out selecting the optional coverage. Is that mailed back to them directly then? That goes to HomeServe, or does it go to MDU first?
That goes directly to HomeServe.
Okay, and it's on that note they're essentially agreeing to – by sending this back, you're agreeing to provide that MDU can provide your information to.
Correct. Yeah, on that form, they agree that we can provide that. And then we get a file from HomeServe daily with what's called a transaction file in terms of, you know, new enrollees or anybody that may have canceled their service with HomeServe, you know, so then we know to quit billing them.
And this might be for both companies, but if I move, say I move out of state and I disconnect my MDU service, I would need to call HomeServe separately, though, to make sure that service was canceled.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
And then, Larry, just a quick question. If you said you review the mailers typically before they get sent out, there's a review. Has MDU, do they typically do a lot of changes to it, or just kind of look at it and make sure it's in line? Has there been substantial changes or anything of that nature, or just kind of a review and say this is okay?
I would say there is times, you know, HomeServe does try different types of marketing material, and we want to make sure, you know, our logo is being used according with our trademarks and all these types of things. But we also want to review what they're saying in there, and we may suggest edits to things on those. But typically it's not very substantial, but there is some edits that we feel, you know, we would like to see.
Okay,
based upon our review team, which we run that through our integrated communications team as well as our legal team.
So some edits beyond branding review.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else for Larry?
All righty. I'm going to turn it over to HomeServe. Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners and staff. I think we're just waiting on the presentation. But Bill Eller, Senior Vice President, Business Development at HomeServe. I'm joined today by our General Counsel, Judy Melillo, who you guys got a chance to meet a couple minutes ago, and then Doug Marquette, who is also here from our legal department. So I know you guys just heard from the utilities about their relationship with HomeServe. HomeServe is the leading provider of service contract plans across the country. We have over 1,350 partners, both on the IOU, side, as well as municipal utilities and co-ops. We're serving 4.6 million customers across the country, with 9.8 million policies that those customers have. What we believe that we do is we fill the gap between what the utility's responsibility is and a homeowner's responsibility. And it's all about education and awareness. And funny enough, the two utilities that we're here with today both had existing programs beforehand that then they ended up selling over to us, and we continued a relationship moving forward. HomeServe got started that way as well. Our original founder worked for a water utility. That water utility built in a service contract plan for water lines, and then he realized there was a much bigger need, and he took that out as well. So we launched here in the United States in 2003, and to date, we've saved customers over $2.5 billion in emergency repairs. There's a need for these services, and I think that's why you find that Xcel and MDU have done these programs in the past and now obviously are doing them with us, and as well as 1,300 other utilities across the country. We do surveys each year out to consumers, not only our consumers, but to the general public. 81% of homeowners had a repair last year, an emergency repair last year. These things happen. Things break. Our main focus is to make sure that we take care of those as quickly as possible and get homeowners back in their homes safe and healthy. And that's all the systems that we work on are all about the utility systems that keep homeowners in their homes safe and healthy. For utilities, we want to educate their consumers on what they are responsible for. A lot of the times consumers don't know what they're responsible for. They will call a utility when they have something that's broken on their side of the meter, and really it's the homeowner's responsibility, so we help with those education, which is why direct mail is a big piece of that. And then we want to protect homeowners. There's contractors out there. My dad always said, I got a guy that can do this, but was it the right guy? Was he licensed? We want to make sure that we're providing licensed local contractors that are trusted 24/7 because it's emergency services. So we're making sure we're protecting those customers on behalf of not only ourselves, but our utility partners as well. In North Dakota, we have four partnerships. Obviously, you guys have met two of them today. But we also have the city of Valley City and the city of Minto, where we do our water and sewer programs with them. We're serving 18,000 customers in the state of North Dakota, holding 50,000 service plans. And then we've done 2,650 jobs in the last 2 years, saving homeowners $1.45 million. And then I know the both utilities mentioned the local contractor network. That's a huge piece of our business. We don't come in with our own contractors. We hire local. We have 26 local contractors in the state, having 204 technicians. So, again, driving the local economy. This slide here kind of just highlights some of our programs that we have. Again, I mentioned earlier, it's all about the systems that keep a home powered and safe. So your exterior water lines, your exterior gas lines, your exterior sewer lines, your heating and cooling system. We want to make sure homeowners have protection for those just in case they, and trust me, they break, and they always break at the most unfortunate times. So we want to make sure we have coverage for those. We are different from insurance. We are service contracts, and the big difference there is we're supplying the actual labor and the work through those local contractors. There's no deductibles, no call-out fees. We are a 24/7 shop. Call into our Chattanooga-based call center. Our contact center agents will work with the customer on what the issue is and then deploy one of our locally based contractors to go out and do the work on the customer side.
You said it's 24/7?
Yes.
So is there like after hours cost?
No. So all of our contractors that we have, when we recruit them into our network, we make sure that they're 24/7 shop, and then there's no extra cost to the customer. The customer's paying us the policy premiums on a monthly basis or an annual basis. Our negotiated rates are with the contractors, and we pay the contractors directly, so there'll be no additional cost. We might have to pay, after-hour rates to the contractors, but the homeowner will not.
I need it.
As I mentioned, we have a Chattanooga-based call center. It's over 600 seats in that call center. We have everything from general customer service agents that handle billing questions to our repair management agents that are the front line that provide that white glove service for when a customer calls in. The repair management agents will work directly with the contractors to make sure we're deploying the contractors in a timely manner, and also be the conduit between the homeowner and the contractor as well. It's a very simple claims process. One phone call, you know, does it all. And again, the contractors are the feet on the street doing the work. From a contractor selection and management process, I think I mentioned that it's very important that we're sending out trusted and vetted contractors. So it's not just about the licensing. We do background checks, drug screening, again, the 24/7. But the contractors really like working with us because they don't have to chase homeowners for payment either. That ends up becoming a big piece for contractors is they know that they're going to get paid timely from us if they have the, you know, late night hours that they got to go. A lot of the times that would jack up a cost for a homeowner. Under ours, it doesn't. And then they know they're going to get paid, you know, on time. So not only do we recruit the vetted contractors, but we're constantly managing them as well. We have regional operations managers across the country that work with those contractors, making sure that they're getting good scorecards and delivering the service that we promise to our customers and our utilities. Speaking of customer service, Judy mentioned earlier that our customers can cancel the plans with us at any time. If they cancel with us, they can get a prorated refund. If they cancel within the first 30 days, they'll get their full refund. We carry a 4.8 out of 5 stars satisfaction, and those are not only with surveys that we do out to our customers, but also independent websites such as Google. We're at 4.5, and Trustpilot a 4.7. So, again, we want to make sure that we're delivering. Customers are truly at the heart of everything we do. It's emergencies. We want to make sure we're delivering upon that, and we feel that we meet those needs. Next, we included a couple, and I'm not going to go through all of them, but I'll just read the bottom one from Sarah here in Bismarck. I contacted HomeServe on a Sunday morning. Within 15 minutes, I was getting text messages from Capital Plumbing. They were awesome to work with and very professional. So, again, we can't do what we do without the local contractors on the street. So that's not only a testament to us being able to work with those contractors, but in this case, Capital Plumbing, you know, got right on it and was in contact with the customer within 15 minutes, which is great to see. And then lastly, before I wrap up and any questions, there was a contractor that wanted to join us today, but he also had a lot of work out in the field, so he didn't want to take time away from that. So we did receive a recommendation letter from one of our contractors that he just wanted us to share with you guys. And this is with Absolute Comfort Plumbing. Again, he wanted to be here today. But one thing I just wanted to read from here is directly about HomeServe and the contractor relationship. At no point have we felt like a faceless vendor in a large system. Instead, we operate as an integrated team with a shared commitment to delivering reliable, high-quality service to local residents. And again, that's a contractor saying that, and that's truly what we believe. So again, the local presence is huge for the homeowners because they trust local contractors. We're not in here with HomeServe trucks delivering these services. It truly is those local contractors, and we're just that conduit between the homeowner and the contractor. So we're happy to be here today, answer any questions, and we're happy to be serving residents of North Dakota. So, any questions?
I want to take you back to page 4. Mm-hmm. So the number of jobs in the last 2 years, if I average that out to 1,325, mm-hmm. So that's one for about like 6 or 7% on a given year of your customers mm-hmm. would have a call. Is that about what your national average is, or
it's
is that about what I should think of, that probably 6 or 7% of your customers each year will have a call?
Yeah, and it definitely varies year to year. Weather patterns play a big role in, you know, our frequency, the rate that you're talking about, but 6 to 7% across all lines of products is fairly accurate. But we do see spikes again based on weather patterns. When we had the deep freeze, we have a lot of partners down in Texas. When Texas got a deep freeze, those lines aren't buried very deep. A lot more breaks, so we had a spike in that year. So you will, weather dependent as well.
I just wanted to know if this being a small state and just a 2-year period, if it was some kind of an anomaly or if that's
kind no, of it's probably in line because, again, that's across, you know, all the utilities here offer multiple lines of products. So that's across all the different lines of products. 6 to 7% is fairly average.
And is your saturation, so out of all between the two utilities and gas and electric accounts being totaled up, I'm not even sure what the total number we have is, but with 18,000 customers, is that about a normal saturation rate compared to the rest of the country?
So
is North Dakota real heavy saturation or real light?
No, it's right on. Based off the number of connections that both utilities serves and how long we've been marketing, that's right in line. Again, we have the anomalies, some that do less. A municipal utility will get less than that here. But, Des Moines, Iowa, Waterworks has 73% of their customers signed up for the program, and that's the anomaly on the high end. But you're typically seeing in between 15 and 20%.
I have a question regarding when a call comes in for service, walk me through how you respond. And the intent of my question is there are a lot of scams going on. So how do you communicate to someone wanting to receive service so they know, like, do they get a text message? Do they get a call? How do you separate yourself knowing that, yes, this is the service you called and it's not a scam?
Yep. So as the gentleman before were mentioning, the materials go out with numbers to HomeServe, and we have unique phone numbers for each utility partner. So we'll be able to answer on behalf of those different scripts per utility on how we answer the phone. But then once we have the customer on the phone, we ask them some verifying information to make sure that they are who they say they are, their name, their address, to confirm that they're in our system. If they have a repair that is necessary, we're going to walk them through, okay, what are you looking for? We're having our hot water heater, seems to be leaking. We'll go through a diagnostic with them on the phone. And then at that point, what we'll do is we'll call one of the local contractors, or we'll go into our scheduling tool and see what local contractors are available. And at that point, and as you saw, I think from one of the quotes, if the local contractor, which majority of them, 80% of our local contractors are set up with the ability to have the mobile app and be able to text the homeowner. Some even go as far as if the homeowner has the app downloaded, they could actually track and see the picture of the contractor and the contractor. So think about Uber. You could actually see the car and the customer. So there's a whole connection stream between the contractor then reaching out to the homeowner saying, I got a call from HomeServe saying that you have this issue going on. I'm going to be able to be out there within, an hour. Are you available to take the scheduled appointment at that time? And if the homeowner can't, or if there's any discrepancy between the homeowner and the contractor, the homeowner can come back to HomeServe's call center and we can tie it back up with the contractor as well.
You know, that has been some of the calls that we get is wondering, looking at the envelope, as Commissioner Crispin said, is this a scam? Using MDU's logo, are these valid, these messages, especially with the elderly, is this valid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was answering it from customers already signed up. That's how I was understanding the question. But,
well, no, I asked it that way to know that if I called in and then all of a sudden I'm getting text messages from an unknown number, I'm not answering them.
Yeah.
If they want, they could go to voicemail and then I'll do that. So it's a concern out there on scams.
Absolutely.
People are reserved on answering calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why we primarily do everything through, the mail, let the customer read it, look, and if they want to take action, call into us or go to our website. So that's the primary reason that we use that channel. We don't do a lot of outbound calling for that exact reason.
But my intent was once they do have an issue and they start communicating with you to ensure that they're dealing with HomeServe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So first of all, I want to say your comment about your dad knowing a guy. My dad says something similar, but he took it a step further and he knows a guy and he owes him a favor. He knows a guy who owes him a favor. Yes. So that made me just chuckle quite a bit. But thank you for this overview on your services. I will just say that from speaking from myself, from my perspective, and we've said this before publicly, but I want to make sure that this gets said again. This, you know, in investigation and our questions around this has nothing to do with the type of service that Home Service providing or the quality or anything like that. That's not our concern. That's not what we're looking into. We're just kind of trying to understand more about, you know, the association with our regulated utilities. And so the question I had was from a branding perspective, like you've indicated that HomeServe has, you know, serves a lot of utilities and municipalities across the country. So, like, would you say that the branding that you're using with the North Dakota utilities, is that similar to the branding that you guys do nationwide? Is there something unique about the relationship with our utilities we should be aware of?
No, it's similar. I'd say we actually have some that don't do on the outer envelope, don't do the interlocking logo. Sometimes it's just the utility logo on the outer envelope, and then more clarification through the lift note, you know, interior. But I would say that a lot of our utilities, probably again around that 80%, are doing the interlocked, you know, logo, and then either a form of the lift note or clarification language within the letters themselves.
Okay. Kind of the same question, but just from, like, say the marketing side of things, as far as, and I know some of this was maybe under protection order, so I don't need like a ton of details, but just as far as, you know, frequency of the marketing materials and how they're marketing, is that standard or is there something unique to our utilities that would be helpful for us to know?
Again, I don't manage each one of these relationships on a daily basis, but I would say for the most part, it follows the playbook of what we do with all of our other utilities, but we also customize it to our utility partnership. So if any one of the utilities came here and only wanted to do, you know, one mailing a quarter, we'd work with them on that. If it was, you know, every other month, we'd work with them on that. So we have different marketing plans with each partner that we have. And, you know, sometimes there might be, you know, might be expecting big storms, so they want to do a little bit more communication. We can work on that as well. So it's definitely customizable to each utility.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I just have one, and this really just focuses more on customers whose billing is being handled by the utilities. And I don't want to speculate, so I'll just ask it this way. I'm assuming it's probable, but are there scenarios where a customer, for whatever reason, they misunderstand, and because the billing's being handled by the utility, they, when they cancel their service because they're moving or whatever, they just forget to call HomeServe because they think that's part of that disconnection? Is that something that does occur on occasion?
Yeah, it occurs on occasion, and I think, you know, and I know Larry's the one who answered that question, I believe, but there is also a cancellation file that comes back over to the utility. So if somebody did move out of their service territory, we might have them in our system for 3 months, but we're not collecting billing from them because we're not getting, you know, the files over, so then we put it into a canceled process as well.
And that was going to be my next question, so thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you being here, Bill. I just have a couple of questions. There's maybe something to flesh out here. I understand the valuable services that you provide through HomeServe, as well as the importance of having the branding associated with the utility to make it more legitimate and to, you know, avoid the scams and things like that. I'm curious, specifically when we're creating this solicitation that gets sent out to the customer, is there something that I know maybe a lot of decisions go into this, but I'm curious why there can be this focus on just one specific service versus perhaps having a general what home service can provide type of aspect. In addition to the way that some of these solicitations are presented, there's a sense of urgency to them, and with such language as, say, response requested, not, you know, not response needed, but requested, and typically has a bunch of information. Just for example, The one from the MDU that I personally receive in the mail specifically singles out interior gas and exterior water lines. So I'm wondering why that was, if you have some insight into why that's singled out versus this general approach to you provide all these other services. I had to dig a little bit and look into that to see, oh, they're actually providing coverage for my appliances or for if I have a plumbing problem or something like that. So why was that approach taken versus this other one or versus a one that's more general? Maybe you can respond to that first if you have.
No, it's great questions. And I wasn't here at the start of 2003 when HomeServe first started. But I do know, just like there's a lot of companies out there, and we do separate ourselves from insurance and whole home warranty companies. So you see a lot of whole home warranty companies out there. We, early on, used to try to offer everything all at once. And what ends up happening is customers don't need, you know, everything. Again, back to my dad's got a guy. My dad can get on a ladder and fix a garage door opener, but he doesn't have the ability anymore to, you know, dig up a water line or a gas line. So what we found in our business model working with utilities is try to align the products that directly align with the utilities themselves and keep it simple and lower cost. Because if you're going to buy a whole home warranty product, it's going to be a lot higher cost. So offering these on an a la carte basis and customers, and there are mailings that we do that'll be bundled, as you just mentioned, I think you just said interior water and interior gas. So we will do things that are, related to each other. It's also about the contractors that are in the network, right? So we have plumbing contractors, they can do an interior plumbing job and they could do an interior gas. So a lot of thought goes into it as to why the unique services, and we do like to offer them on the a la carte basis from a cost perspective for the homeowner, because you don't want homeowners to pay for things that they might not need, to let them have the choice. But then from a, you know, the rest of the creative, the response requested, those are, you know, just marketing, materials and language. You know, we do want homeowners to see it, educate it, you know, whether they don't want to respond or to respond. But we put those dates on there to, you know, give it a sense of, you know, this is something that you should look at. But that's the primary answer to your question, is the unique products are really about what the utility serves and then our contractors that are in the area, and then not having homeowners pay for things that they don't need to, and keeping the cost down.
So prior you did have that kind of general approach.
We used to do a lot larger bundles of products, for lack of a better term. But it's really more about, again, letting the customer choose what they want to enroll in.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And if anyone else wants to comment to us, now is the time. We'll hang around and give you some time to get it called in. I'm going to go through this number again here, and I'll go through it slowly for people to write it down, because it's more than just a phone number. So the way to call in to make comments is to dial 1-888-585-9008. When you do that, you will be queued to give a room code, which is 671-872-185. Then when you're dialed in and want to comment, you hit *9, and we will see that you're ready to comment. And our IT specialist will get you queued in so we can hear you. Matt, do you know, like, is there a number of people that are monitoring that at all, or isn't that known?
I'm watching it right here. And we have one person right now.
With raising a hand?
They haven't raised their hand.
Oh,
but
okay.
If they'd like to, they can dial *9 and we can sure let them talk.
Commissioner Christman, just for clarification, this is public comment only. No questions are going to be asked of the utilities.
Right. This isn't a question and answer situation for them to grill the companies or us. It's an opportunity for them to comment.
Thank you.
So again, that call-in number is 1-888-585-9008. That would cue you up to dial in a room code. And the room code is 671-872-185. And upon doing that, you could press *9 and raise your hand. And one thing that's important to point out to the public, putting your opinions on Facebook or Twitter or something like that, or telling the crew down at the bar, that doesn't really move our case forward any. What we need is for you to call in here on the record, and we're not swearing you in. There's no liability or anything. It's you can voice your opinion. And that's all we're looking for at this point. So it's a friendly kind of thing because we've heard from folks over the years on this topic. And so we're trying to do an investigation, and we'd like to hear more. We've certainly heard all the optimistic things from the utility companies and from HomeServe itself. But if there is concern from the public, I would urge you to call 1-888-585-9008. When you do that, then it would ask you for a room code, which is 671-872-185. And if you do that, you'll be in with us, and then you can just hit *9, and we would see that you want to comment. Are the lines flooded at this point, or is
nope, no new callers yet?
And Matt, just to clarify, has there only ever been one caller in the queue? Like, it's not like we had somebody maybe at 9 o'clock who potentially dropped off.
Nope, I've only seen the one so far.
Okay.
So this is a time when I could call on one of my fellow commissioners to tell a good joke if they have one. Or maybe not, and play it safe. But
I don't know that I have a joke, but I can share the musings of my 6-year-old kindergartner. So they were selling raffle tickets, highly regulated by the, you know, gaming authority at the Attorney General's office, so all above board. But she was very excited because this was her first time having the ability to sell raffle tickets. And the school had a goal for new playground equipment, and if you reached your goal, you got to the principal and vice principal would be pied in the face. And so they reached their goal. Friday they had a big assembly, got pied in the face. And on Saturday we were driving to a park, and it was quiet. I had heard all about the assembly, but it was quiet in the car, and suddenly from the back seat I hear her go, "Mom, I don't think our principal really got pied in the face. I think that was just whipped cream." And I'm like, huh, how long has that been rolling around in your mind? Maybe that's what we need. If we get 10 callers, the chair gets pied in the face.
I thought you were going to say that we needed an investigation into the kindergarten, whether it misled the children. I prefer the investigation.
Oh, the innocence of a child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, so is there strong feel? Do we want to hold this open for a period of time, or since there hasn't even been one in, I don't know, 5 minutes or so.
Put it out there that if they have a concern, they could call into our consumer affairs. Because that gets noted. I mean, just a comment.
Does someone have that number handy?
It's just the general number, isn't it?
Yeah, if you call the general, just our general number, 701-328-2400, they'll make sure that it gets to the person.
And since you were kind of looking at me and not into the microphone, we'll close this hearing instead of kind of a room full of people all spending our time visiting, waiting. But people can still call into our normal consumer affairs line, which we get calls on all sorts of topics, probably the majority of which aren't under our jurisdiction even. But that number is 701-328-2400. And is there a toll-free one too? I guess I'm used to just calling this one. Mm-hmm. Since. Well, you probably have to call in with your cell phone if you want to avoid a toll call. But so again, 701-328-2400. And we have an ongoing consumer complaint line there. And so if you do have something else that you wanted to add on the topic of the home serve agreements with our jurisdictional utilities, we would welcome that those comments. Again, it's not about the quality of home serve's service or their offerings. That is not the question that we had before us. It's strictly the relationship with the regulated utilities. So, and I will add the toll-free number is
877-245-6685.
Okay, so if it was the toll that was preventing the call, then there's the other option. So call those in anytime. We'll hold this case open for a while, but this hearing specifically is closed.